Today's Monday, Bob Almanac, and on the Friday, Bob FM All Request Lunch Hour, we broke news about the passing of today's Bob Almanac salute.
You know the ladies a lot like Reno.
Doug Supernaw was only 60 years old, passed away Friday, got news of it late Friday morning. Mentioned it on the All Request Lunch Hour. Played Long Tall Texan, the song you did with the Beach Boys.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Arrow, is that your horse? Love that one.
Yeah,
wasn't a huge hit, but it's a good feel. It's a feeling good song, a feel good kind of song.
Right.
This is one of his big hits here, Reno.
And I don't 60. Call him Daddy, his other one, of course.
He had been battling stage 4 cancer since last year.
Yeah.
So I don't know if there's another genre of music or another area of entertainment that has been hit as hard here in 2020 as country music. When you think of Kenny Rogers, Joe Diffie, John Prine, Charlie Daniels, who else?
There was another one.
Yeah, there
was
Billy Joe Shaver.
Yeah.
Now Doug Gary Supernaw. Jeff Walker.
Yeah.
And now Doug Supernaw.
It's got to slow down here.
At just 60. Monday, November 16th, 321st day of the year, 44 full days left to go in 2020. City of Havana on this date, 1519. Just a few decades after Columbus ran into Cuba, City of Havana had to be moved because its current location had a mosquito infestation.
Oh.
So if not for a mosquito infestation, the city of Havana, Cuba, the capital, would be somewhere else in Cuba. That's why they moved cities. They just had to up and get out. That mosquitoes ran the show back then.
Evidently.
Now we would find a way with using technology and whatnot to deal with the mosquitoes. Back then, they just moved. People just moved.
Yep.
That was a state 1519.
No pesticides. Or
1915. Not yet. No. 19, just maybe some real bad BO. Or maybe that attracts the mosquitoes.
We don't know. Yeah.
1915, Coca-Cola had its prototype patented contoured bottle. So our patent of the day today, that famous contoured bottle.
Mm-hmm.
It's not quite the same in plastic form, Neil.
Nope.
As it is in glass. They've tried to replicate that with the plastic 16 or 20 ounce bottles, etc., even the 2-liter bottles. It just is not quite the same. So they had the contoured bottles, and then Pepsi kind of came with a twist. That was Pepsi's signature, was kind of the twist.
Yep.
Contoured and twisted in a different way than the Coke bottles, which was kind of fun. That was 1915. How about in 1952 this happened for the first time?
This time I'm going to kick that football clear to the moon.
And he missed it again.
Well, I think it was pulled
Isn't
away
it peculiar,
the last minute.
Charlie Brown?
Yeah, he missed the ball.
Well, some traditions just
I mean, even though she pulls it away, you can still kick it. You just have to change your approach. Mm. You have to leap and then kick it out of her hand.
Well.
So Lucy was the holder, kind of like Greg Coleman. If Charlie Brown would have had a chance to kick the ball, and I believe the one time that he did, he's very accurate. I think his accuracy is 100% when he had a chance to kick the ball.
Right.
When so think about that.
Contact,
I think the other negative part of it was his 20-step approach to the ball.
Well,
most kickers only have one or two steps, and then they drive through it. He was a straightaway kicker, but he took, you know, it was like a 20-yard run before he kicked it. I mean, it gave Lucy all that time to pull it away. I think that was another thing that needed to be reevaluated
she may have just got tired and rest her back or something.
And, you know, they never showed the long snapper. Was it Schroeder? Who was the long snapper? Was it Marcy?
Yeah.
We're not sure. It was one of them. You got to know it. So that was 1952, Peanut comic strip. First time that Lucy held the ball. We put held the ball in quotes, held the ball for kicker Charlie Brown. Had he been given a chance to kick the ball, he could have went on a full ride scholarship to probably Notre Dame or somewhere, some big football school.
Write his own
and
ticket.
The story of Charlie Brown would have been completely different. Wouldn't have been sitting in some pumpkin patch with his friend waiting for the great pumpkin to show up. He'd be out kicking and getting ready for a full ride scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
Kicking his high school team to a state championship. Darn that Lucy. How about in 59?
Whatever gets you through the night.
That wasn't 59. Now this is 59.
How do you solve a problem like Maria? cloud, you catch a cloud and pin it down.
Kind of a big day on Broadway because the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical, The Sound of Music, opened on this date. Mary Martin was your big star. She was Maria. And what do you do? Well, the thing about Maria, how do you fix a thing like Maria? Crickets from crickets, the other side of the studio. Bob know. FM.
And I've seen the movie many times.
Yes. Yeah. And the movie, that was Broadway.
That was
before
the Broadway
the movie.
Version,
that
right.
was before you had Julie yeah. Andrews in there. And I remember how...
I was around 65.
When I was so. In elementary, and we had a unit, or I think we even had a concert in elementary school, where we sang the songs from The Sound of Music.
Oh, nice.
And it was fun to be able to go home, and then I realized we had the album. Like, oh my God, these are the songs we're singing. It's fantastic. And that was in 1959. 1963, it wasn't patented, so it can't be our patent of the day, but we'll call it the introduction of the day, the touch-tone telephone.
Oh,
it took a while.
Early.
It took a while for it to become the predominant
right.
style of telephone, of dialing. But 1963, touch-tone. You could do a lot more with a touch-tone than you could with the dialing.
Did you have a rotary in your house?
We were all rotary, baby, yeah, until the very end, until we moved out of that farmhouse. We still had rotary.
Nice.
And it's all rotary for us. And about an 80-foot cord, of course, because
yes.
you had to walk around the house.
Yeah.
That was in 1963. Now in 74...
Get you through the night.
Kind of spoiled the surprise of the John Lennon number one hit, Whatever Gets You Through the Night. This song went to number one on this date, and it was his only solo number one. Did you know that? Imagine was not number one.
Really?
His only solo number one, according to my research here, and it's from my staff. Now, the story behind this song is that that's Elton John singing backup, and when they were... recording this in the studio, Elton John said, that's a hit. John Lennon said, no, it's not. Elton John bet him. He bet John Lennon. He said, okay, if this song goes number one, John, well, they're going to know these. It's not going to go number one. But it did. And he said, Elton John bet him, little wager, said, if it goes number one, you got to come out. Because at this point, John Lennon was very much a recluse. He was nowhere to be found. He wasn't making any public appearances, wasn't doing any concerts. He was hiding out other than sneaking off to the studio and recording songs. So Elton John said, you know what, this goes number one. You got to come to my show coming up whenever it is. One of my future shows at Madison Square Garden. You have to play
nice.
And sing. And he did.
He made good on it?
He made good on the bet because it went to number one on this date. Whatever
like
gets
it.
You through the night. 1977. It was a successful season for Rod Carew, and it culminated in... an MVP award. Rod Carew won the American League MVP on this date, 1977.
Pretty
the
good guy, year.
You know, not only did he hit 370 or 388.
388.
He hit 388. He flirted with 400 much of the season. They thought he would be the next one to hit 400. Then,
right.
then what's his name? George Brett, a couple of years later, got close at 390. But not only did he hit 388, the guy produced... he had over 100 RBIs,
yeah.
had double-digit home runs. I mean, he was just feeling it that year.
Yep.
I don't know if he stole home at all in 77, though. That was 69,
yeah,
the big year that
he
stole
yeah.
seven times at home. But Rod Carew, now, Neil, you can probably attest to this. In his playing days at Minnesota, he was not the most cordial player.
No, he was not.
He was all businesslike.
Yep.
Very, very businesslike.
His social skills were not high.
Right. And they've improved since.
Oh,
and
dramatically.
I think he realized that, he realized going back early in his career that he wasn't as nice of a person as he could be while he was playing.
Yeah.
But
some of it, you know, might have been, you know, just shy, but he just,
yeah sometimes was, that's misinterpreted.
In social settings, he was not great. You know,
so
kind of the opposite of Tony O, his roommate.
It was fun to have an MVP, though.
Was it ever?
The sad part is 2 years later, he'd be gone and traded to the California Angels.
You know, just remember,
as you know,
listening to or watching just every game, it seemed like he got two or three hits every day.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
So that was this date, 1977, 1985, in Geneva.
I would like to extend to you and to the Swiss people my appreciation for helping to make possible the coming meetings between representatives of the United States and the Soviet Union. Nancy and I are delighted to be in this magnificent city on the shores of Lake Geneva.
Geneva, Switzerland. This was a big deal because it's not often that it happens, maybe now more often since the fall of the Soviet Union. But the fact that the president met with Mikhail Gorbachev, the president and Soviet leader, the premier of the Soviet Union. This was still during the Cold War. The Soviet Union had not fallen at this point.
This was big.
Reagan did not say, Gorbachev, tear down this wall. I don't think he said it then. It was a little bit later at the Brandenburg Gate. What's that gate that he was speaking at, Neil? It's one of the key gates.
Yes.
Between East and West Germany.
I'd have to look it up.
Was it a rusty gate? So that was in 1985. Let's go back to 1982.
And on the 57th day, Jack Donlin and Ed Garvey rested. And the cry was heard throughout the land, play ball. And in hamlets like Chicago, the fans returned to the stadium by Lake Michigan to watch the Bears take on the Detroit Lions.
It was the return to football. The 57-day NFL strike came to an end in 1982. 2018.
A yes vote means changing the kilogram's definition to one based on a fundamental constant of nature called Planck's constant, and putting an end to the use of physical objects to define the international system of units.
Neil will be hosting a webinar on Planck's constant coming up here later on this morning. You can log in and please register ahead of time. So So they voted in Paris to redefine the kilogram. Big, big deal for science nerds. On this date 2 years ago, and also same day, 2018.
In one of the most iconic and tallest buildings in Chicago, a terrifying ride as an elevator plunged 84 floors after at least one cable snapped. Six people trapped inside, including a pregnant woman.
It was a pretty precarious situation where we had the cables that were broke were on top of the elevator.
They were forced to cut through a brick wall to pry it open.
Jeez.
The tourists stuck for 3 grueling hours, some fearing for their lives.
84 floors this thing fell. All 6 people survived. John Hancock Center, Chicago. It was 2 years ago. And we talk about it and have audio of it here on The Bob Almanac, which is brought to you by Split Rock Coffee, the coffee you can drink all day. And according to the coffee expert at my house, it is smooth and yummy. Disabled veteran-owned Split Rock Coffee sources only the finest beans from around the world. Using these beans, Split Rock creates a lower acidity coffee and a perfect balance of flavors. Ask your grocer for Split Rock Coffee or visit splitrockcoffee.com to order online. And if you go to your grocer and you ask for Split Rock Coffee and they don't have it, you tell them. You better get it.
Right on.
You better get it because people are rising up. They are liking this lower acidity coffee, Jack.
Hey, fact check, Brandenburg Gate.
That's what I
Brandenburg
said. Brandenburg. So I was on the money. Ding, ding, ding. Birthdays.
It's great to be back in the Westin Kitchen. Anybody from out of town? Hey, sweetheart, where are you from?
Are you on dope?
A heckler. Cool.
All right, David Leisure, he was the wacky, weird, annoying neighbor on Empty Nest, and of course, a nice little cameo there from Estelle Getty.
Absolutely.
The ratings on Empty Nest would always be higher when Estelle Getty paid a very special appearance next door with the whole crew there. David Leisure, who was also Joe Isuzu. He sold Isuzu trucks.
Yeah.
Back in the day, he's 70 today. They called him Doc Gooden because he would perform surgery on the mound when he would pitch for the New York Mets primarily. 56 today, ran into some substance.
I think he just got in trouble recently, didn't he?
What'd he do? What happened?
Oh, it was just like in the last couple of days.
Really?
I thought he got into trouble.
I missed that. I don't follow Dwight Gooden on Twitter, unfortunately. He ran into trouble during his playing days. He and Daryl Strawberry liked to party a little too much.
Yeah.
56 for Doc Gooden, one of the Cosby
Actually,
kids.
I'm having trouble in a few other of my classes, too.
Which ones?
English, biology, and calculus.
All Bill can do, or Huxtable, what was his first name? It was Dr. Huxtable, Mr. and Mrs. Huxtable, Cliff. It was Cliff Huxtable. All he can do is laugh. Lisa Bonet, 53, she was one of the daughters in the Cosby Show. Then she had her own show, A Different World, and then left that show and left it to other people to do it. She's 53.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's some good writing right there. I adore me more, Neil. Just rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
Very nice.
Bryan Adams from the group, not the Bryan Adams, not the Canadian guy, not Summer of 69 Bryan Adams. This is Bryan Adams from Color Me Bad. Happy birthday today, 51.
The only reason you knew to strap it in is because you already had a baby.
That's not true. We didn't have those kind of safety things when you were a baby.
What are you talking about? They had car seats 20 years ago.
I didn't say they didn't have them. I said we didn't have them.
Martha Plimpton, she was the mom on Raising Hope. Good show. I think it was on too short. Kind of like that My Name is Earl show.
Yeah,
had the same
that.
Kind of feel to it, Raising Hope. She's 50 today.
Harvey called. He said Batman's going to turn himself in.
I have no choice.
You honestly think that's going to keep the Joker from killing people?
Maybe not, but I have enough blood on my hands.
Oh, she knew who Batman was. And of course, spoiler alert, the Joker killed her. Rachel Dawes from Dark Knight. She was the second Rachel because Katie Holmes was the first one in the first movie. And I don't know, did you ever hear why she left? Did she want too much money?
Yeah, I don't know.
What was the deal? Did Tom Cruise have something to do with that? They didn't want to have to deal with Tom Cruise being down at the set all the time, talking about people about science and telling them that they're glib.
That would have done
it. Could have been. But Maggie Gyllenhaal, you may know her brother Jake.
Yes, absolutely.
Who is also an actor, 43, and Olympic gold-winning figure skater. She was from Ukraine, Oksana Baiul, 43. I think it was the 1988 or 1998 Olympics. I think she was the big star. You can fact-check me on that, but it was somewhere in that vicinity. Oksana Baiul, 43.
Gone, but not forgotten. I don't know if he's one of your favorite Roman emperors. Tiberius was born on this day. He's old.
Well, that's
42.
Where you get the James T. Kirk.
That's right.
James Tiberius Kirk. That's his middle name.
42 B.C. He was many things in the Batman television show. He was the Penguin. Of course, he was the trainer, Mickey, in the Rocky movies. He was in the Grumpy Old Man. He's one of my all-time favorites. Burgess Meredith.
Coach the Vikings.
What the hell goes on inside your head? Anything normal functions?
Yeah, the fuel.
I don't think so, because to fight a creature like this, you got to have about 100 pounds of brain damage. I've seen wrestlers that was bigger than dinosaurs. You ever fight a dinosaur, kid?
No, not lately.
They can cause a variety of damage.
Thunderlips, the ultimate male.
It was a dumb play by Anderson. I love Anderson. But it was a dumb play when his foot was shoe was coming off up the line screen. We were hard and take timeout. We had a trap play called, and his shoe comes off. That ain't Bob Schnelker's fault.
It certainly isn't.
No, it's
Bob
really
Schnelker's
not.
Fault. So Burgess Meredith coached the Vikings there in the late 80s, early 90s.
That is good. 1907 for Burgess Meredith. He, you know, Hanna-Barbera get all the credit for the great cartoons that we all enjoyed, but their key voicist was Dawes Butler.
For Cap'n Crunch's peanut butter cereal, Smedley can do almost anything. It's the honest of peanut butter cereal, a dandy part of any nutritious breakfast. Go, Smedley!
There's a trivia question for you. What's the name of the elephant in the Cap'n Crunch Crunch Berries or Peanut Butter Crunch cereal? What's the name of the elephant? It's Smedley.
Smedley.
Smedley is the elephant.
That is too good right there.
Captain Crunch Peanut Butter. What's it called? Peanut Butter Crunch? What is it called?
Peanut Butter Crunch.
Butter Crunch cereal. Delicious.
I like the regular.
So you mean not even the Crunch Berries? You like just the plain?
Regular old Captain Crunch, yep.
Tells us a lot about you. So he did the voice. Think of all those cartoon characters that he did. Huckleberry Hound.
Yogi Bear.
But he also did Cap'n Crunch, the original voice of Cap'n Crunch. And he did Quick Draw McGraw. Can you do the Quick Draw?
Hold on there, Bubba Louie. I'll do the thinning around here.
That's not too bad. That is actually pretty good.
Elroy Jetson, he did, you know, he was all over the Hanna-Barbera cartoons.
Well, they didn't like to pay a lot of different guys.
No,
so they had,
and they had a couple of good ones. His real name was Charles Dawson. But he was known as Dawes Butler, born on this day, 1916. And
Can you do Quick Draw McGraw, but something about biscuit?
pass the biscuits.
There you go. Boy, that's good.
Yeah.
Let's get into a Bob-a-thon. Would you like to start it out? And again, the Bob Almanac brought to you by Split Rock Coffee, the coffee you can drink all day. Thank you. Making it possible.
Uh-huh.
Hank Williams Jr., Mind Your Own Business. Ronnie Millsap, Daydreams About Night Things. The third option is Doug Stone, A Jukebox with a Country Song.
I'm going to go Ronnie this morning.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBG.